Papa was a rolling stone, but now I got rolling stones in the bezel. Ice. Mama at home all alone, hustling, trying to keep this shit together. Mama. Young nigga smoking on gas, I'm living too fast, my foot on the pedal. Woo. If I go back to the past, my niggas ain't know we'll be rocking Coachella. Hey. If a nigga ever try me or play me, I buy him an iced out shovel. Ice. Dig your own grave, nigga, you played yourself. I put some cash on your schedule. You played yourself. If a bitch ever try to fillet me, huh? I just sit back and let her. She got it. Then she come up off the chores, whatever. My pockets came with extra cheddar. Go.
Let's go.
Go long, these bullets he receive it. I can't see it. My wrist look like a snow cone, make her eat it. Once I see her, I give her that dope dick just like an eater. Then I leave her. I can't get caught up, I can't be on cheaters. Look at them people, you know what it is. Go put that dope up on their breeches. Before they breeches, I'ma get out this bitch and I'm striking. I'm throwing my heater. Whole lot of money instead of coming forever. I'm living my life like a beater.
From the band or the band, we making it happen. I like a bit bougie, but keep me in ratchet.
That is fantastic. Cartier straight out the plastic. Diamonds in all of my glasses.
I'm fucking my bitches to magic.
Straight out the basket. They say them young niggas have it.
The money too old, it's growing mag, it's nasty.
Finger fuck it with the mag.
I'm thinking they fuck out the way we pay. We been giving too many niggas these passes.
Too many. Fuck it, drop a bag and cash it.
Fuck it.
Who gonna press on the fastest?
Who?
Extend no barrel of plastic. New attachment, shit get tacked.
Technical. They stole the flow. Go. Now they trying to run off with the fashion.
My neck, I freeze it. Just give us the reason. Make this smoke look easy. Couple of hundreds with the stones is bleeding. What's your issue? If you got a trigger, just squeeze it. Squeeze it. Whole block outside is screaming.
Ain't no treated. These stones around my jeans is damn treated. They got me heated. Don't play with the game. They know that we be undefeated. I get to squeeze them. When we talking beef, they say that they vegan. Jumping no reason. We coming on ice and talking to freezer.
I said I need it. This Draco undefeated. If I'm blocking, then I'm bleeding. Go long.
Welcome everyone to the Unfiltered Foolishness Podcast. I'm your host D. It's been a long time, We took some long breaks. We had life going on, but you know we're gonna get back into this thing sooner or later. Tonight I got the homie Jay Uzi here. What's happening, bro?
What's happening, bro?
Shit, you know, cooler. And I got the damn fool in here himself, Mr. Hood. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's good, man? It's the one and only HOOD. Y'all niggas can't see me.
See what I'm saying? It's always an idiot, but that's cool.
We're
going to jump into this thing, man. We're going to keep it pushing. We ain't going to make this one long. It's been a long time, so we ain't going to make it long. We'll get a long one in some other time. But we're gonna start this off by saying RIP to DeVito's son. Prayers and condolences to him and his family. It's a hard, tough pill to swallow. Did either one of y'all get to see what happened?
I saw a post about it, you know, but too sad.
I don't really know a whole lot of the facts myself, but like you, I saw a little post. Supposedly, from what I did here, his 3-year-old son drowned in the pool at the house. I don't think he was there. He was under the care of the people they paid or hired to watch over him, like the nanny and whoever else was at the house. No one noticed that his son was missing and had been in the pool. I think they said when they found him, basically they were saying that the boy had been in the pool for a couple hours.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he drowned. Oh, man. He drowned, man. It was tough, bro. So right now, they said they're investigating the people that was at the house. I think it's like 7 or 8 people that was there who's supposed to have been watching the kid. So they all investigating them and seeing what happened. But that's tough, man. I couldn't even imagine. I can't even imagine having to know that one of my kids has passed and I had to deal with that myself. But especially a 3-year-old and they drown while you had somebody else watching them.
It's
gotta be tough.
Yeah, man.
It's just tough. Just speaking in, you know, just speaking from past experience, it's just tough, man. Point blank, period, to lose a child in any kind of fashion. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's something that leave like a hole in your heart. It always leave you with a bunch of what ifs. If you could have did something different, And then, depending on the scenario, you know, sometimes you, whether you was there or you wasn't there, you kind of blame yourself. Like, you know, like if you could have did something different, would you have done it? It'll drive you crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just all the what ifs and shit. You know what I'm
saying? I can only imagine, bro. I don't wish that pain on nobody.
Yeah, well, I've been through it. I've dealt with it, man. And it took like some years. Like I still ain't completely like all the way good. I'd never be the same. But it just, you know, like after a while, it kind of get a little easier. Only just like when the holidays and stuff come around, like, could you think like, you know, like how old that child will be or their birthday or, you know, just all the stuff they don't get to experience. It's like, kind of like you got cheated and they got cheated out of life too. You know what I mean? But you know they say, man, not to be too religious, but you know, they say you ain't supposed to question God, but sometimes you just gotta be like, damn, like why? Like sometimes.
Yeah, man. I can only imagine. I don't wanna feel that pain. Like I say, don't wish that on nobody else. But we'd be remiss to say, like I said, I had to say it, we had to share condolences with the family, man. Prayers is all we can say. And at the same time, let's say the bigger shock they dropped first was RP to Takeoff.
Yeah, man, RP to Takeoff, real name Kershawn Ball.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Just thoughts and prayers by his family. Quavo, Offset, they whole team, the QC team. I'm not sure if he had kids or not, but you know, my heart go out to his mama, his grandmama and him, and you know, it's a sad situation, man, that he lost his life like over something so fucking petty, like that didn't even have to happen like that. Like,
yeah.
Or a damn dice game or a dispute about some dice, like.
Okay, as of right now, when I just Googled real quick, he said he didn't have any kids.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if he had kids or not, but
I mean, that's good and bad. It's bad. I mean, it's good that he don't have children who have to grow up and without a father and have that pain. But it's bad because now technically his portion of the family, of his legacy dies out. He didn't get a chance to keep it going, to extend his legacy. But before we really just get into it, as you are in Atlanta, what's the climate in Atlanta right now in these past day or two since it's happened?
It's somber, man. You can feel it, man. The tension, like everybody's kind of, you know, talking, you know, not even talking about it, just kind of like in shock about it. It was real shocking. It's real sad, especially, you know, the fashion of which he died. Like, it's, you know, by all accounts, it seemed like a good dude, you know, like he was real big here. You know, he was one of those stars that kind of always stayed here and gave back to, you know, where he grew up. And he was really loved in the city, you know, so.
Yeah, man, that's cold, bro. That's cold. I'm sure Atlanta's hurting, man. Cause like I say, if we're going to be all honest, since Migos is probably the biggest group, of course, not even close. They're icons, man. I wasn't.
They're going to be icons. Yeah, they are.
Oh, they already there, man. They've been running. They've been doing their thing. They got their imprint on music for at least the last 7 to 10 years, easy.
Right, but I'm saying, but they ain't going to, I mean, like you said, they're going to be future icons. Like, right now, he's still young, so they don't consider them an icon.
I think they are icons already, bro. Just think, bro, like, just think about it, bro. There's a lot of people that's on their way, bro. That's got careers because of their way.
I agree with you. Like they held the torch down. They right after them, you know what I'm saying, and they brought the wave in,
which held his own. And then you had people like 2 Chainz come in after, not on their wave, but after they wave, and get popping. You had Baby, well, Lil Baby, Gunna, Thug.
I think Chainz was out before they was out though.
Yeah, he was with Luda as Titty Boy. I'm saying, but the 2 Chainz we know, he wasn't like known like that until after they came.
Two Chainz was out before them. Cocaine Cowboys? Yeah, bro. That's when he started, Cocaine Cowboys came out like 2010, 2011. He was 2 Chainz then. Motherfuckers didn't start hearing from Migos to like 2013, bro. Like, he was already out before then. He had already dropped before then, bro. He was 2 Chainz by then.
Migos came out in 08.
But nobody knew who they was in 08, bro. They really ain't start popping till like 2012, 2013, though. To be honest, really 2013. That Versace is what really made them niggas like blow up like that.
Yeah, the Versace was 2013.
Yeah, that's what made them blow up like that, because they was known, like niggas in Atlanta knew them, because Gucci started doing songs with them back in like 2009, 2010. Gucci had picked them up and started doing shit with them. But they didn't really get like a heavy traction, like a heavy buzz, until around like 2012, 2013. Like, that's what the niggas really became like a household name and shit. Like, the things were getting on like all over the world from that Versace shit.
Even then, that's still almost 10 years in.
Yeah, that's why I said, them niggas was doing their thing. That's why I said, and then from them spawned other little, like Lucci them. The Lucci them came after them, after Migo, Lucci, fucking Thug. Lil
Baby, Thug, Gunna.
Yeah, they all came right after the niggas.
Honestly, that whole QC wave, it wouldn't be a QC without them.
Yeah, pretty much. I think they probably was the first acts with QC, I want to say, probably. Rich the Kid was signed first, and then them.
Man, it's sad, man. Like I said, all over Dice Game, man. And well, at this point, there's no real facts out there, so it's just real conspiracy theories and this person saying this. Everybody just want attention and saying this happened or this happened. It was this and this and that. I don't know, man. What are y'all hearing in Atlanta? Are y'all just hearing the same thing we hearing, Uno?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a couple of different stories, you know, but nothing that probably y'all ain't heard yet. You know, there's the whole Dice Game theory. There's the video that supposedly came out that they're arguing over like a basketball game.
Yeah, I seen that video too, where they niggas say Offset sucked, nigga. Say he was whack. And so they said that's something too. So they got into it like they had an argument about that shit.
It was a ricochet, you know, it was friendly fire. I've heard that theory.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear it. Like, I haven't really watched no videos. I've been iffy on
Twitter.
If
you go on Twitter,
I'm pretty sure I can't find it. I just haven't wanted to find
it. Well, I know, like, on Twitter yesterday morning, like, they had pictures of all the pictures, videos, but I don't know if Twitter done took some of that shit down. But I was about to say, if you go in there, if you're interested, you might be able to find some of the videos if they haven't like blocked them and shit. Cause they had that man, like, the way they was like taking pictures and videos and shit. Like, the man was stretched out, like, all over. Like, people walking over him. J. Prince Jr. walking past his body and shit. They got pictures of him and the video with him walking right past the man body going back into the building. But at the same time, like, it ain't really nothing that nobody can do. Everybody, like, I mean, I wouldn't record the man. I try to call 911 to get him some help, but at the same time, he caught a headshot. And then I think they say he might have got shot in the torso, too. That's what one of my partners said, too. So he got a headshot and he got hit in the torso. But I know for sure he caught it. I know he caught a headshot for sure. But once you catch a headshot, you just drop. It ain't nothing that nobody can really do. You pretty much gone, bro. You catch a dome shot.
Not really. I've heard of and known people who've been shot in the head and still live.
Yeah, you can. It's rare, like, but it depends how it hits you. Because a lot of times people say, I got hit in the head. Normally they didn't get hit in the head. They got like a skirmish, like a skid.
I've met people who tried to commit suicide and shot themselves in the head and didn't die.
Yeah. But like they try to say Suge got shot with pop, that nigga really got grazed. Yeah. Nigga didn't get hit in the head.
That's different. But what I was hearing, he got shot in the head and like in the neck too.
Nah, I ain't hear they say torso. I was like, but again, like you said, they all over argument, dice game, whatever. They say Quavo was getting upset or whatever. Then he approached the wrong nigga, got into it with the wrong nigga from Jay Prince crew, the Mob Tie niggas. Got into it with one of the street niggas, got into it with the wrong street nigga. And then one of the niggas from the Migos, he backed out first and started popping. And then the mob ties crew started popping back. But everybody's saying that pretty much Ulan was saying, the niggas from the Migos side gave takeoff the headshot. So I guess we're just waiting to see what Ballistic say when that shit come back. But the crazy part is y'all know the boxer, Shakur Stevenson, he in the video. He right next to Takeoff when he gets shot. Like, and low-key, like, that's the crazy part. Like, if he would have been sitting right there, Shakur Stevenson, the boxer, would have been shot instead of Takeoff. That's the crazy part. He spoke on that shit. And he was like, I actually was supposed to be standing where Takeoff was at. They was right next to each other. Because he was watching the dice game. He wasn't gambling. And neither was Takeoff. He was just watching and caught a stray. Like, and that's what people got to, like, I don't know, man. Like I said, I feel bad for the man family. I feel bad for Quavo, man, because if that shit come back, that it was somebody from his crew that did the shit, I can only imagine how that shit gonna make him feel. Like, he gonna have to choose between a friend, giving up a friend, or...
Well, from what I heard, it wasn't a friend who did it. It was hired security. It was their security who actually shot him.
I don't believe that, though. Like, security would act better than that. And they definitely wouldn't let off no fucking to start squeezing anywhere, bro. Like, that don't even sound right. Like, if you're going to hire security, most security guards be like ex-cops that know how to shoot. So they're not just going to start just squeezing in the crowd like that. Like, that wouldn't even make any sense. Like, and then I was like, and that either way go, that's a bad decision, because they're saying he's the first one, the guy that started shooting first. They say he's the one that started shooting first. Well, anything got exchanged, he was the first one to initiate. So if he was security, he shouldn't have been security, because that was dumb.
Yeah, but a lot of dumb people play security. They want to be seen tough. But
now you
don't think it's much of a choice. I mean, because if it comes down to even if it's security or friend, I don't see that being a hard choice, man. That's his nephew.
It's his nephew, but then, like I said, depending on who the shooter was, if that was his friend,
man,
and it was an accident,
I don't care who it is.
You don't want to. Yeah, but that leave him in the middle of that shit. And then on top of that, you know how that shit look like. Like, you ain't think about it, because we, like, you know, you like, whatever, it's my family. But certain things, like, in the streets, though, is that snitch code. So if he tell his partner, he that snitching.
That ain't snitching.
It is snitching.
Bruh, were they doing anything? Were they involved in some drug business and something legal? No,
the thing is, gambling is illegal, but somebody got killed in the process. So let's just put that, like, his nephew got killed.
You gotta be, in my opinion, snitching only affects people who in the streets. If you're a citizen, you're not snitching. That's not snitching as a citizen.
And I agree with you, bro, but in this case, bro, he's a hip hop artist. And you know how hip hop people look at shit. That's why,
man,
I said, me personally, I understand. But I'm saying, like, in the hip hop world, they would consider, if he was to be like, hey, just my partner, that's probably why he hasn't said that yet, because he know who the shooter is. Like, the police still looking for the shooter.
If it happened behind him, how he gonna know?
They know who the shooter is, bro. Like, they know it came from their crew. All the witnesses already said it, that it came from their crew.
So he know who the shooter is. He know who he came there with and who he left with, bro. So
he didn't leave with them. He was only there.
Well, he stayed there. Obviously, he stayed there because to the scene till the ambulance came. Yeah, but they know, like he know, bro. They know who did it.
Hey man, I don't think he's focused on that part yet. So it ain't him not.
Yeah, he's still grieving. He's just trying to figure out the process. Exactly. So that's why I'm like, that's why I said like it's gonna put him in a hard. Cause once he start grieving and the police start asking questions, is he gonna give up the nigga that was shooting? Or he gonna be quiet? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, last thing, you can't say who did it, but there's got to be video somewhere. So the video is gonna get caught. It's gonna be seen.
Well, I don't think so, cause like the way he was shooting at, that's what I mean when you was talking. Me, you was talking. That place where they was at, like, and when he got shot, like, that, like, on the walkway right there, like, outside, like, outside of the bowling alley or whatever. So, like, people can walk past, like, where they was at. So, he was stretched out, like, on the walkway.
Yeah, I know. And, but, like, bro, I've never seen a bowling alley. They don't have cameras outside.
But they wasn't, the parking lot. But they wasn't inside the bowling alley. They was outside the bowling alley.
That's what I'm saying.
And
cameras wasn't outside.
But they was in the building. But they wasn't outside. That's what I'm trying to say. They was in the building still. They was on the walk. They was on the walkway. They wasn't outside.
It was like
you got to watch the video. You see what I'm talking about?
I don't think I want to watch the video.
Well, because it don't really show you much. It show like the people saying, "Oh my god." And you will see like a few people walking past, and then like towards the end, you will see like his body landing, and you will see like the blood and shit. And then you will see like one.
I mean, I've seen one video. There's somebody else from like somebody a camera phone, but he was
already. Yeah, that's pretty much all it is. It's people videotaping. It's no camera footage. It's all like people with their phones out.
Yeah, now the video I saw, everything was done. Everybody had done ran off. It was just. Him on the ground, Quavo, and like maybe two or three other more people in Quavo was hollering and crying.
Yeah, and he was like, take off. You're like, take.
It's sad, man. All because of a dispute. And it's always the innocent bystanders who get hit. Somebody who won't have nothing to do with nothing.
Because he wasn't gambling or none of that shit. He was just there watching.
I'm pretty sure it's going to get solved quick. When me and Slim were talking about it, he was saying that he don't think it's going to get solved. I tell them that it's going to happen for multiple reasons. One, like that's one thing in hip hop, people has always said and have always loved the South about how close knit the South was and how they always stuck together. This will put a big strain on that, in my opinion. This is just me talking, my opinion. It's going to make it hard for any outside artist to come into Atlanta at this point. Atlanta going to become a no-fly zone if this don't get handled. The only saving grace is that it didn't happen at the hands of somebody from Texas, from Houston.
That's the thing. It could, because we don't know if the ballistics to come back. That's why I say if the ballistics come back, because it was other shots that was fired. But people saying the ones that hit Takeoff came from his crew. But the niggas from Mob Ties, they returned fire. They started shooting back too. So there was two sets of gunfire.
I mean, you can tell by the entrance and exit wounds of where he got hit from. And then you can tell from what side it came from. They'd figure that out easy doing autopsy. I just think it's going to be hard because, like, especially since it was behind, it was Jazz's birthday party.
But Junior's the one
who's in charge of Mob Ties.
Yeah, that's who it was Junior.
I got it. But what I'm saying, like, this is gonna be hard. Jay Prince Senior gonna have to step in and fix this.
But that's the crazy part. You ain't nobody. Jazz, I mean, say rest in peace to the nigga. Nah, I haven't seen either.
I mean,
and that's the crazy part. That makes you look like something like.
I don't know nothing, and like I say, far as that part, because I wasn't there, so I can't say for sure what happened.
He can say on social media, I'm saying he can say RIP to the nigga. He didn't know. As far as I haven't seen, he hasn't.
I mean, not saying RIP right now don't mean nothing to me. I mean, they can still be trying to process what happened and figure out what's going on. You don't have to be quick to jump out there, especially since you're going to be automatic. You're a suspect off the top.
Well, he walked. He in the video. He walked past the nigga body.
That's Junior. I'm talking about Jazz.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But either way, for either one of them, I mean, Jazz is going to be a suspect because it's his birthday party. Junior going to be a suspect because he was there. They're suspects regardless. So them saying anything at this point would be. Will be
about, but I mean, but if I did, but I mean, but if I ain't having, if I didn't have nothing
to say, nothing.
I mean, I understand that, but if I ain't do nothing, and I know I'm still just say, and if they were cool, if they was my nigga, I'd be like, I say, bro, it don't incriminate you to say RIP to the nigga take off.
Anything you say at this point is gonna be seen as incriminating. Your lawyer is gonna tell you, don't say nothing. Don't say
that's not incriminating. I say RIP to the nigga.
They don't want you to say nothing. Stay off of social media. Stay off of everything. Don't make yourself invisible for the time being.
I mean, you're probably right.
And then when you go, because what's going to end up happening, their lawyer going to tell them, hey, you yourself go to the police station. We're going to walk you to the police station. And you can give your statements on what happened from your perspective. And then from that point, you can go say the RIP and all that stuff. But until you actually go talk to the police, don't say nothing. I notice what they lawyer telling you. Because I would tell them the same thing. And I don't know, and I ain't a lawyer. In my opinion, till this gets solved, QC gonna make it hard in the streets of Atlanta for anybody to come through there, especially anybody from Texas. It's gonna be hard.
That'll be on the same thing, because ATL niggas go to from the Texas the party and shit too. I mean, they do it like that. Houston and Dallas can do the same shit.
Right.
I was telling
somebody that comes out, I'm like, it's gonna be a stressful situation for a while. Like I said, what it's gonna take is gonna take Jay Prince to step out and say something. It's gonna take Bun B and Face to say something. I'm like, in my opinion, Texas artists outside of the real OGs who get respect, like I say, Face, Willie D, you know what I'm saying, Bun B. These newer guys like Maxo Cream and Yella Beezy and all the other, maybe even Zero. I think Trey will be okay, but even Zero, them boys, they can make
do nothing. Trey do business with T.I.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said he's going to probably be okay. But everybody else, nah, they're not going to make it. They ain't gonna be, it's best to stay out of Atlanta for a while until this get happening.
I hope it don't come to that, man, because if it ain't about no Atlanta, it's either, not about no Atlanta.
You don't,
it ain't about no Atlanta or Houston or Atlanta and Texas type shit, because that's not what it's about.
I get it, but you got to look at how they look at it. Jay Prince is supposed to be the man in Houston, Texas. He's supposed to have Houston on lock. So ain't nothing supposed to happen to any artist there.
But, but that's what I'm saying. But it didn't happen on their end. It ain't like they just take off.
What makes it worse is the fact that they was with the Prince family when it happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes it worse. So what I'm saying, the head of that snake got to step out and speak on behalf of that family in that situation. He has to. There's no way around it.
And that's why I said, for me, I get what you're saying with the lawyers, but if I know deep down inside I didn't have anything to do with it, I'd be like, just to squash this shit and don't make it look like I'm guilty. I'd be like, hey, man.
They don't need to come out saying nothing, though. They need to reach out to QC and their family and talk to them and tell them what happened. They don't need to be out in the public and social media saying nothing. They need to make a phone call to them and talk to them and let them know on their behalf that, okay, the situation got out of control between Quavo and such, we gonna handle it the best way we can. It wasn't our family. It was a random offshoot person who was there. He ain't got nothing to do with us. He was there. We gonna take care of it and settle it like that. That's the only way it's gonna stop. That's the only way I can say stop. That's the only way, in my opinion, I think it's not gonna go any further. But. We're gonna get off of it. Again, RP to Takeoff and RP to DeVito's son. Prayers, condolences to both families and everybody who's affected by these terrible tragedies that's happened on the past couple of days. let's move on to the NFL. NFL's been hit or miss so far this year. My team's playing good. I can say that for the most part. Hope y'all team suck, but
good. Shut up, dude.
There was a lot of trades that happened at the deadline. But before we get to the trades, let's get a state of affairs with y'all teams. Like I say, my team is doing okay. We 6-2. You know what I'm saying? We second place in our division. We looking nice. You know what I'm saying? What about the Panthers? What they looking like?
Looking like stir fry shit. But I give you what though, we got heart though, man. Like we done lost some games, but we done lost some close games. That's the shitty part. Like just like we just lost to, we was actually kicking their ass though. Like majority of the game, like it came down to that, but like the last like 5 minutes of the shit. But I think, man, they was just showboating and shit too much, man, not focusing on the game and shit. And slowly let these motherfuckers creep up, kick a field goal, get back in this bitch. We kick one and shit about tied. And then at the end, niggas took off on our
ass. Make extra point. He missed extra point, didn't he?
Yeah, he missed it. Yeah, he missed
that it. That would have won the game.
It would have. But that's why, like, right there when it came down to it, but then they ended up getting the ball back. Kicking out the field goal, end up beating our ass 28-31 and shit. That's why, like, we done had like two or three good close games like that, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, so at least we got the heart. We trying, man. I give that record shitty as hell, but we gave that game away because we was up. We could if they would stay focused, we could have took that one home.
Yeah, overall, it was just, they sorry the motherfucker, but that's neither here nor there. What about
your mouth,
the Steelers, brother? How you doing, Bears and Steelers?
Both trash. both from,
we just whooped
the
Birds, we just whooped
their
ass, but okay.
Yeah, that was ugly. But hey, Justin Fields is finally starting to show he can do it. Yeah.
He's showing that he can run the ball. He can't throw worse shit.
Hey, hopefully he'll get there.
Yeah,
the Steelers, yeah. We're missing our best player, so, you know, I expect the best
player. Y'all got a best player? Who is it?
TJ Watt.
That nigga Pat. Now, you Pat, this man was fucked
up. Yeah.
Y'all got a best player?
This nigga's the player of the year.
Oh, shit.
Y'all got a best player? That nigga's dude.
I'm thinking y'all best player was your boy, what's my man name? Your running back.
Nah, man. He better start doing something. He started to look like,
yeah, I'm mad
because
I got the sucking fantasy. He ain't doing shit.
You're doing a bad thing.
You know, what's his bum name? Y'all got a body. What's his name? Damn, Najee Harris. Damn, Bone. Yeah, ain't doing shit.
I used to. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's nice, you know, for once, you know. I could tune in to draft night. You know, I don't think the Steelers, they ain't picking the top 10 since I was like a kid.
But you know who team surprised me this year, bro? The Giants, bro. The Giants surprised me, dog. I'm like, these motherfuckers try to be at the top. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, damn Giants.
They ain't really playing.
Yeah, but they lost to the Seahawks, but they got a good record, nigga. They 6-2. Now I'm like, they surprising motherfuckers, because normally they be at the bottom too. They record be shitty too. But they had a good start. They lost to the Seahawks.
Yeah, and they lost us too. We whooped that ass.
Man, fuck y'all.
We whooped that ass.
Y'all ain't gonna do shit.
First round exit.
Yep. Hey, brother. I'm calling on it right now.
You can call what you want. We'll be there. Y'all won't. Neither one of y'all bum ass squads. Matter of fact, both of y'all bum ass squads gonna have a losing record.
Bitch, yes. Hey, look here, fuck boy.
Coach gonna get fired. That's sad.
Mike Tomlin gonna be
the first coach for the Steelers to get fired like that.
Coach Tomlin is not getting fired.
Shit.
He got the key to the city, man.
He's been on the hot seat for the past 3-4 years. He just been spot. He been surviving because y'all ain't, because he ain't had a losing record yet.
He just went to the playoffs last year with a AARP quarterback.
And what did y'all do? First round exit, right?
What did you just say? Oh, we went there though, right? That's what y'all finna do this year.
Damn.
Hey, man.
That's exactly. Hey. So, hey, you can laugh at us right now for that, but that's exactly what's going to happen.
We're not going to have a pick for this one. We're going to be right, in game.
That's right. We're going to talk that shit. That's right.
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, the Panthers ain't been to the playoffs since Jake DeHome was there.
Hey, bitch, fuck them. Nah, hell nah, bitch.
Hey, Cam,
we was there a couple years ago, bitch, boy. Cam Newton.
First of all, that was a couple years ago, but Cam
Newton. That was a couple years ago.
Man, wasn't no damn couple. Man. A couple
years ago. Fuck, it was. That shit was in like 2017, something like 2016.
They ain't a couple, motherfucker. A couple is two.
Bitch, y'all niggas ain't been nowhere. Nigga, this nigga, talking to you. We was in the shit, bitch, and where y'all was at?
Don't worry, I'll wait, nigga,
because y'all ain't been.
You ain't gotta wait. I can tell you
where
they was
at. Yeah, we y'all up in the fucking 90s.
Since
y'all ain't
that was got
there, nigga.
Nah, I know
what they said. I know, me too. In the fucking 90s, that's the last time y'all made a goddamn Super Bowl appearance. You sorry bastards.
It's okay. It's all right. Hey, I can say this. Well, Ula probably, Ula Cam too, but UK. I can say this in my lifetime. I seen my team win a Super Bowl.
Don't worry about it. We a new team anyway, then.
Newbie, bitch, please. Y'all been a franchise for over 20 years. Y'all ain't new, motherfucker.
We is the newest. Us and Jacksonville was the last team that was integrated into the NFL, and we didn't come out to 1995, nigga.
Nigga, that was damn near 30 years ago. What you mean new? They ain't new.
Hey, nigga, I said we the newest, nigga.
Nah, you said we new.
We is new. I said we the newest, motherfucker.
Yeah, y'all knew, right? Y'all knew y'all was gonna get y'all ass kicked. That's what y'all knew.
Man. You got them cowgirls, I'm telling you, man. You got them cowgirls for you.
Hey man, y'all gotta come up with a different or a better slur than cowgirls, bro. That shit so trash. Well, that shit trash. I get so sad and just like, bro, y'all that sorry that all y'all can say cowgirl, y'all been saying. Y'all told me we ain't won shit since the 90s. Y'all ain't had shit to say since the 90s.
That girl, y'all ain't got shit going on.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna be like Charles Walt. Yeah, now. Yeah, we all right.
Yeah.
Same old.
Yeah, now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but nah, bro. We doing all right. I don't foresee I've never been the one to say we going to the bowl. I would like to see us make the NFC Championship game. That's a start for me.
That's good. This Georgia got y'all, the Eagles, the Giants.
I think at this point we the second best team in NFC at this point right now.
Yeah, y'all Eagles. Doing y'all thing. Nah, I ain't gonna. Y'all got a nice good record. I don't know how long y'all can keep it, but
well, I will be honest and say that we haven't had no real tough games yet.
Y'all heard the Eagles smacked y'all up.
No, they didn't.
That was to be expected.
Yeah, that's all it
was. They smacked y'all up. Y'all just lost, ain't it?
That's not a smack. I y'all some because y'all were winning games with Cooper Rush, so that kind of equals it out.
We won four games with Cooper Rush.
As I said, so all those games are hard games if he's your starting quarterback.
Yeah, we got our starting quarterback back, and he played like shit. Against Detroit, yeah. Even though we beat them 26.
Y'all paid this bum ass.
Hey, I ain't paid shit.
hey, Bush, Dak Prescott Bush. Is just he a diet version of Russell Wilson. He the next one.
Oh shit!
Now, he look better than Russell right now.
Right now, but that's who he's going to turn into. Nah. Y'all paid him already.
Hey man, shit. Hey, I can't say nothing about that. I didn't have nothing to do with that. But.
The boy Tom Brady out here looking like shit, too.
Man, Tom Brady out here. Shit.
He going in it.
Tom Brady look worse than Cooper Rush.
Yeah, that was like he going through it, or that divorce fucking him up right now.
Man, that's crazy.
That nigga look like he ain't sleeping, he ain't eating. That nigga looking real bummy.
Hey, man. Time, right? He been listening to your boy.
Who?
His song been on repeat. I can't sleep, babe.
I can't eat, baby.
You know I can't breathe, baby.
That nigga want his family back. Without you in my life. I like you. Anybody win no championship this year? You about to catch the awards, nigga. You might hang up, go home, take your ass home.
Man, Tom Brady said, I ain't never. He said, hey, this Richie, I ain't never coming home.
They gonna say, hey, he said, put your mama on the phone. Put your mama on the phone. Hey,
this Richie, I ain't never coming home.
Craig, you gonna say, Madam Air win this shit.
Yeah. But after that, you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of trades that happened this past couple of days at the deadline. My team ain't do shit. Your team's work together. What you think about that?
I actually like that. You know, he had to get out of Pittsburgh. You know, Chicago finally got a receiver. He ain't what, I mean, hopefully he turned into, you know, something great, but I don't think he that. But
I think he'd be all right with a good quarterback. He ain't had a good quarterback.
That is true. That is a good point. He ain't played with a good quarterback yet his whole career. So,
and shit, they trade him to somebody just as bad.
Hey man, Justin ain't that bad, bro.
I will say this about Justin Fields: he's going to need a lot of work. But the potential is there. I can see it. I can see it. The boy, he got some speed on him. He big. And as far as throwing the ball, I was watching him for the first time, really just watched him when he played against us. The boy got an arm. He can throw that bitch with ease. He don't have no accuracy. He's not accurate, and he gets rattled easy.
I just think he's just not confident in his throws yet. Like, I think once he gets some more, you know, he just needs some more time. And now that he's got a guy that he can just throw the ball up to, that's going to help him just, you know, get rid of the ball. That's his problem. He holds on to that thing. He don't know what he's seeing. He don't know what he's seeing out there.
Yeah, because I was just watching, bro. Like, he would barely throw it, and that mother just go flying, like 50 yards. I'm like, damn, it's going on strong.
Man, he got plays, man. He showed flashes. That's why I ain't ready to give up on him yet.
I can see the potential. He just need.
Man, that motherfucker, like Kyle Shanahan.
He need a quarterback guru. He need to work with somebody for real. Mm-hmm. Like, he need to go and work with. Shit, who? Go work with Pat Mahomes and his quarterback coaches. Maybe. Actually, no. Go work with Josh Allen. They kind of built the same. He won't be a Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. You don't want to work with Jameis Winston because Jameis is terrible. His workout regimen is be looking terrible. I don't know, man. We're going to see. In Chicago, they got rid of Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith. Fucking up everything. They sitting down. Robert Quinn's a damn Eagles, like, we needed that shit to happen.
I know. Then they said Roquan Smith to the Ravens. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
they needed that shit to happen. I don't understand this inner division shit. Then the dumbass Panthers trading off McCaffrey. Them motherfuckers might well just hang it up. They need to go and trade DJ Moore, too. They should have sent him to Dallas.
We're alone.
Hey, it's a rebuild, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes teams got to rebuild. Dallas don't know how to rebuild. Jerry just keeps pumping money into people and keeps failing. He don't ever take the time to just break it down and rebuild.
Shit, we've been rebuilding for 20-something damn years.
Now, y'all just overpay free agents. Y'all doing okay. Y'all built a good line. I give y'all that. But now they old. Y'all ain't do shit with it.
I ain't going to say we didn't do nothing with it. I just think when our line was good and our offense was good, we had a terrible defense. Now our defense is good. Our offense ain't clean.
Yeah.
Let's see. Miami made some moves. They got rid of Chase Edmonds and a fourth-round pick. And they picked up the boy Bradley Chubb. From the Broncos, it may turn out to be something. Let's see. If freaking Detroit dumbasses they sent T.J. Hockenson to Minnesota. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't get that. The man just had 3 touchdowns last week. You know?
Like, why the hell would you do that? And you traded to your division, right? That's about as dumb as hell.
Well, here y'all go.
Yeah, they could have waited. They should have did that shit. They going to do that shit before we got a player. Do that shit after the fact. I ain't trying to see that shit.
And what it right? is, y'all need some comp, nigga. Hey, this ain't no goddamn junior cheesecake walk, nigga.
Hey, damn that shit. I ain't trying to hear that shit. I won't.
Nah, nigga, you, now you got to pray and you got to show and prove, ho, ain't nigga.
Fuck that. Give it to me the easy way. He said, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. But
and he said, give it to me, babe. Give it to me.
But that's that. So before we wrap this thing up, man, let's jump into a little NBA action. NBA has been it's new. It's still early in the season. I think everybody was about 8 games in now, 7-8 games in.
Nah, it ain't that. About 7-8 games.
Yeah, it's early. Yeah. I know the Mavericks. We I can't say what we because I don't think we might be playing tonight. I'm sure I know, but I'm based off the first 6. We were 3-3 through the first 6. We should have easily been 5-1. We've been blowing big leads.
And then the Lakers, they won in 1-6 right now.
We're gonna get to them bums.
we'll get the bums.
But yeah, the Mavericks, man, we blew a big lead. First game against Phoenix, we gave that game up. Shit, we almost gave up the Brooklyn game, but we held on. Ended up going to overtime. Fucking, who else we gave a big-ass lead up to? I can't remember. I want to say the Pelicans. Yeah, we did it to them. We lost their ass.
Well, Zion been balling, though, boy. See, he came back, though. You know, trimmed down a little bit. They been a monster, nigga. They been bullying, shot out some grown man shit.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy, though. Hey, the Pelicans might be some contenders this year, for real. He been bullying them niggas, dog. That nigga bullied Ben Simmons, bullying them niggas, boy.
I got to watch some of your squad last night. You know, I saw the Bulls, some of their game. I went to sleep on their game, but they looked all right, man. They was looking all right last night. When Lonzo coming back, but you know, my guy, y'all got my boy up there, my boy Zach LaVine, that's my guy.
He can't stay healthy. He ain't playing tonight.
He out tonight. I know he played yesterday. And he did good.
I don't think Bob's gonna be back for a while. I don't know what's up with this shit. He should have been back already though.
Nah, he had to have surgery last year at the end of the season.
I know he should have been back already. I think he only had a meniscus. A meniscus tear.
I think they expecting him to come back in like another month and a half.
But he was saying that shit wasn't healing correctly or something like that.
Yeah, they think he's easy with it.
Yeah, because he should have been back already, bro.
Nah, I can't say what he should have been. Everybody don't hear the same.
Well, yeah, you're right about that too.
But it is what it is. But they still look good, man. They played some good ball yesterday. From what I was seeing, they was up. KD was torturing their ass though, but you know. That's KD. What you expect?
Yeah, that nigga walking buckets, nigga. Yeah.
But speaking of KD and Brooklyn, the big topic right now has been Steve Nash and Kyrie. Nash got fired. A lot of people trying to say he's the scapegoat, like Shaq and Barkley.
Because Kyrie
didn't think he should have got the job to begin with, but that's neither here nor there.
Let's be for real, dog. Like the reason why Golden State dynasty is, it ain't because of no fucking Steve Kerr, bro. Let's just be for real, G. We all know who really was behind that shit. But I guess they thought Steve Nash was the same thing, because you know, and then KD, like I said, KD walking buggies, Kyrie walking buggies. So I guess they just thought like, hey. We just put them there together and, you know, just try that shit out. Because he really ain't got no, that nigga ain't got no real, like, coaching experience like that. So I don't even know why he would have had the job in the first place. But I guess they recruited James Harden. So, you know, they just try to build like a super team, bro. They just thought that, hey, we did, you got them automatically three dudes on your team. They gonna take you to the playoffs regardless. You know what I'm saying? Whether you coach it or not, they gonna do what they gonna do every night. They don't give you about 30 points a night. So don't really matter who the fuck the coach is.
Okay.
But I don't, like you said, I don't agree with that shit because they only like 2-5 and it's just the beginning. So I don't, like, it ain't like that's a terrible record and, you know, it's bad. It's bad, but it ain't terrible, nigga. Like, shit, I mean, you can turn that around still. It's only 7 games, bro. You can still, you know what I'm saying, still come back from that.
Yeah,
like you said, I think it's the same thing, bro. I think they just trying to deflect the focus, bro, and just make that, like, change the shit from Kyrie having a spotlight on Kyrie and shit with his tweets and his opinions about the fucking documentary and shit. But that's the problem, man, that's going on right now, man. Niggas just worry about the wrong shit. The shit about basketball, but now they just putting so much focus that to where it ain't about basketball. Like, you worrying about what this man tweet or what he doing in his personal life or how he see things. Like, he a basketball player, but he also a fucking human being. He allowed to have opinions on things and shit like that. Like, but they act like you got to get crucified because if you say something that somebody don't like or something like that. I mean, I get it. Like, people look up to you and shit like that. But at the end of the day, you got to remember they human beings too. You know what I'm saying? They got a right to have opinions and to divorce their shit and say what they want to say too. They ain't fucking robots. Like,
what you think about it?
I mean, yeah. The last point he was making, like, it's unfortunate that he just can't just play ball and, you know, live his personal life. And they don't ask him, you know, basketball related questions. And,
yeah,
you know, players back in the day didn't have to deal with that shit.
Yeah, they just played ball and it was about ball. But now it's like, oh, if hey, Kyrie, what do you think about this? Or if you say this, or with the vaccine shit, hey, he don't want to do vaccine. And they want to, like, crucify you or they want to suspend you when it ain't about ball. Like, y'all making this shit about something else that is not even supposed to be here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he tweeted what he tweeted, Charles Barkley, I'm talking about he should be suspended. For what? For having a fucking opinion, bro? About saying he don't think all this shit was true in the documentary and shit. So he should be suspended for that.
Yeah, they called him idiots, man. Do y'all think that was cool for them to call him an idiot?
Call him, man, out his name. Charles Barkley called him an idiot. Like,
no, Shaq called him an idiot first, then Charles repeated it.
Yeah, but that, I'm like, for what? No, bro, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, call him in out his name. For what, bro? And it's not even about basketball, bro. You a sports analyst. You should be keyword sports analyst, nigga. You should be talking about sports. Yeah, not about no other shit, bro.
Sports. Yeah, I didn't agree with that either, man. When I saw that, I was disappointed in Shaq. It didn't surprise me that Charles Barkley said Charles to me. I love Charles, man.
He's a fucking idiot, though.
But he an idiot too, bro.
Yeah, he a fucking idiot. Charles been an idiot, though.
But it disappointed me for Shaq to do that, man. Like, dude can believe what he want to believe. He can think what he want him to think. I mean, it's because it's him that everybody, you know what I'm saying, is uproar, talking about he's being anti-Semitic, which I think that whole shit is some bullshit. This anti-Semitism shit. Bro, like, people should be able to say what they want. I mean, shit. If a Jewish guy get up here and post a link to the Willie Lynch thing, they ain't gonna say none of that. I just think it's some bullshit, bro. Like, then they keep trying to say he's promoting the guy's stuff. He told Shredder, I'm not promoting anything. I thought it was something interesting, so I shared it. It's not me telling everybody to go, oh, you need to go watch this, and you're gonna check this out. Well, I believe everything that's going on in this, and I support everything. No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying, like, okay, I saw this. I thought it was interesting. I wanted somebody else to take a look at it, and maybe we can have a discussion on it.
Discussion on it, yeah, exactly.
That's all it is. But if you sit there and say that man is an idiot, because of what he posted. You post idiotic shit. You post dumb shit. Does that make you an idiot? Nah, you walk around wearing clown shoes and clown feet and clown noses and shit. That look like more of an idiot move to me. But I don't want to ramble on that, bro. I just felt that was disrespectful. I thought it wasn't cool. I agreed with Kenny. Kenny was like, if we gonna take what he posted as gospel, you gotta take what he said as gospel.
Yeah.
If y'all trying to say that because he posted it, y'all saying he promoted, he's promoted, then you gotta take what he say by his words. What he say he's not promoted, you can't have one way. You gotta take the whole thing in totality. You can't just pick and choose what you want.
But that's what they do when they come. That's what they do when they come to Kyrie, though. And that's why I'm like, I hate to say it, but like they always try to, like, whenever he don't do something or conform how they want him to conform, then all of a sudden he's toxic or he's this and that. And I'm like, that they paint the narrative like that. I'm like, bro, just because he don't want to go with the norm, that don't make him toxic, bro.
Do the fuck you want to do.
Yeah, I'm like, just because you wanna be a fucking follower, not a leader, you can't get mad at him because he don't want to do the same shit.
Yeah,
like, oh, he's toxic. He's bad for the next team. He's business. No, that man like do what he wants to do, just like anybody else. Like I worry about myself, bro. Me and my family. Cause ain't nobody else gonna give a fuck about me. You know, I make sure I get what I gotta get what me and mine need, and fuck everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Cause at the end of the day, like, hey, KD want to lead. He want to do whatever. Hey, all right, whatever, cool. He gonna do what he gotta do for him. So don't, you know what I'm saying? We here to play ball. I get paid to play ball. Like that's what I get paid to do.
Indeed, man. So we're gonna end it on that, man. We're gonna wrap this thing up, man. Before we jump off, what have y'all been listening to recently?
Yeah, man, we just talked about you, even you say you ain't like it. But shit, since I ain't really been doing that lately, but chilling, shit, the last thing I listened to was at Snowfall by Jeezy. So I was bumping that, and I thought it was pretty dope, though. You know what I'm saying? I know how you feel about it. You say you thought it was an album or whatever, so you kind of like, kind of cut it off. You ain't really want to give it a ear too much. So,
I mean, I listened to like half of it. I like the Michael Jackson Jeezy. I like that joint.
Yeah, that was all right, but he got some other shit on there to go for, though. But
I'm gonna go back and listen to it, finish it up, and give it a good listen, check it out, though. What about yourself,
dude? Nothing really new, man. I mean, I want to check out that new Jeezy. I listened to some of that Kodak.
Oh, yeah, Kodak, yeah, shit. Yeah. And all that. Which one that?
Cutthroat Bill.
Yeah. The other one that he dropped too, the one he dropped like a few months ago, like he got a song that called like Omega, the one that he performed at the BET Awards. That joint had some bangers on there too.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say. I was listening to that Cutthroat Bill, and they gone.
I fuck with Kodak though. I fuck with Kodak. Yeah. Young Kodak. Yeah. You know, eat me, baby.
Yeah, because that was going to be my song of the week. It was off that album, that Demand My Respect. I fuck with that one.
Yeah.
Fuck that. But other than that, I listened to a lot of the old school, because me and Udo did that battle. So I had been listening to Teddy P and Marvin.
Hey, Teddy P, boy, I'm telling you, that day. Uncle Teddy, dog. Uncle Teddy never make you a, and you can never go wrong with Uncle Teddy, nigga. Uncle Teddy, what's get that, you right.
What was that, Uzi? What'd you say?
I definitely went back after the battle. I was bumping that Teddy P, some Marvin.
Yeah. They come on to go. We gonna sit the moon right there. Did you do that, baby?
Nigga,
Teddy Wiley, nigga.
I said I know that for next time, though. The chat, we all a bunch of nasty motherfuckers. I know, but all the songs, that was in that lane, it was a wrap.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all getting on here, man. It's been another episode of Unfiltered Foolishness Podcast, and we'll holler at y'all.
Peace.